counting down the 20 most played albums on campus community radio across Canada according to earshot-online.com. This is the Earshot 20 with your host Bondo.
So welcome back to the Earshot 20, where we are about to count down the top 10 albums found at earshot-online.com as chosen by 29 campus and community radio stations across Canada. This week we have a big debut into the top 20, but not the biggest. We'll get to that yet. But coming in at number 10 this week, up from number 21 last week, is Ian and Sylvia. Yes, the Ian and Sylvia. They have a new record called The Lost Tapes. It's a new record of old music. And this is from Stony Plain Records. We are going to hear the track Sweet Dreams. And then from Jay Song, who was at number 15 last week, is currently at number 9 with the album Anak Ko. And this is from Polyvinyl Records. And off of that, we'll hear Tenderness.
Number 10.
Here's a song that Farron made famous. Great Don Gibson love song called Sweet Dreams About You.
Another forgotten memory. reason. I just know that.
So those were your number 9 and your number 10 albums, respectively. We heard Jay Somm at number 9 with Anik Ko. That's the name of the record from Polyvinyl Records, and the track was called Tenderness. Before that was Ian and Sylvia with the track Sweet Dreams, and you can find that off the Lost Tapes from Stony Plain Records. So here comes the biggest debut this week into the top 20 chart, and all the way up from 33 last week to number 8 this week is the Soul Jazz Orchestra with Chaos Theory. That is their latest record from Do Right Records. We are going to hear House of Cards and then from Fly Pan Am. This is a record that I haven't listened to it in its entirety yet, but what I have heard, I'm digging it very, very much. And no wonder why. It's from Constellation Records and I think features some of the members from Godspeed. So C'est Ça is the name of the album, and we're going to hear each either. But right now, this is the Soul Jazz Orchestra coming in at number 8 with House of Cards.
Number 8.
We'll be right back. number 7.
Thank you.
So this week, coming in at number 7 is Fly Pan Am and their album Say Sa from Constellation Records. Last week at number 11, so I do foresee this one climbing up the charts. We heard the track called Each Either, and before that was the Soul Jazz Orchestra with their album Chaos Theories from Do Right Records. And how fun was that to listen to? Last week at number 33, this week at number 8, and we heard House of Cards. So I have Mark Kilfoyle in studio for another edition of the Mark Kilfoyle Show. That's what we're calling
it. Oh dear. Yeah, well, it's going to be another hour, so buckle in, folks.
So I love having discussions with you, though, because we always go much deeper, or get much deeper, maybe more meta than anything that I can bring to the table.
Well, I mean, part of it is I've been in this kind of radio for a long time. I'm really passionate about it, and so anything that touches upon that or anything that we do, I'm totally there for the discussion.
Well, we're going to combine two things that you love for today, because we are going to talk about us, CHSR.
Oh, boy.
Kinda. Because we have been fortunate enough to be nominated. So Music New Brunswick is our provincial music industry association, and they hold annual awards every year, and CHSR has been nominated for Champion of the Year.
That's pretty crazy.
So, you know, the people on the sidelines or behind the scene that are kind of recognizing what's happening in the music scene and trying to push it forward as best as we can. So that's an honor to be nominated.
Yeah, it gives me a great excuse to get the cape out, a little bit of sword action. It'd be awesome.
But I think community radio as a whole, campus community radio, we're all champions of our local music scenes. So maybe the question would be, how do you perceive community and campus radio as a champion of anything, really?
Well, I mean, it's funny. It's right in the name, to be honest. It is a campus-based community radio station. We're right in the middle of the probably the most active collection in age for change, which is the campus, and certainly in community, we're also embedded right within that community. And I think that's from the very beginning, from the very outset, those words were chosen, I think, maybe not with as much foresight as we might grant them, but certainly in as much hindsight as we can manage to recognize that there's a space which is underrepresented. And I think our sector tends to be for the underdog. It tends to be for the one which you are not seeing because you're blinded by the lights of the biggest and top 40 and most expensive artists, if you will. I do a lot of training here with new volunteers, and one of the things that I like to emphasize is the fact that we have this position which can seem like we're pushed off to the side, but actually represents a huge amount of the artists, of the music, and of the culture, which gets unfortunately marginalized in other places. I always talk about, you know, it's not that we're restricted in the music, it's that we get a chance to highlight and help people who could really use it. We get a chance to get a chance for an artist to get some airplay, probably the first time in many cases. They don't get a chance to get exposed that often. And we extend that olive branch to them, and I think it's one of the delights and joys of doing this kind of radio.
So what you're saying is that we come by it naturally. It's not something that we set out to do?
I think that there was a space that was there, and we sort of always saw ourselves as a bit outside the mainstream, and that happened to line up very well with that space. And once we got into that space, it's like finding that couch. You know, it might be a secondhand couch, but it fits in your living room so perfectly. It's so comfortable. It's like it was made for your living room. And really, it was just a set of coincidences that you took advantage of and said, this is where we live. This is who we are.
So what would be your acceptance speech then?
Oh, geez.
When you're getting up there? Because I would, in theory, acknowledge campus radio as a whole. And it's not just us, CHSR, who's doing this work. But we also have a lot of community radio stations in New Brunswick. But, of course, Local 107 just below us.
Mm-hmm. St. John.
Yeah, and CHMA and Sackville. Like, I think we're all equally doing these kinds of things. So I would just like to recognize all the work that everyone's doing.
Yeah, and I think that one of the things that's very different is we're not in competition, we're in collaboration with all of these stations. The other thing that we do, I think, is kind of act as a bit of a hub and encourage others to also step up and be champions. I mean, looking at the category we're nominated in, I think we've dealt with most of the other people and certainly want to champion them as well, because that's the thing, is we want to see it all succeed. We're not in it because we want to win the accolades. We're actually in it because we just want the things to be out there. We want this all to succeed.
So we're going to pull a Godspeed then and not accept the award?
No, I don't think that we would. I don't think we'd want to do that, because I think it's another opportunity for us to, if truly we're being called champions, it's another opportunity to be a champion, another opportunity to help highlight other people, to help highlight the need to continue this work, and really the necessity to have this space where people can be heard. And I think that I would not want to turn that opportunity down. As much as I love Godspeed, their protest was of an entirely different sort, not wanting to be recognized in a certain sense. But I think that it'd be an absolute honor to be so. And frankly, any one of the people who were on that list, I would be absolutely honored to know was a champion. And all of them are, in my mind.
So a discussion that we've had off-air and other places, because we only have a couple minutes left, is about awards themselves. Mm-hmm. Do they actually mean anything, though? Or is it just like a title we can slap on our resume?
I mean, there's a lot of cynicism towards awards, and I think that cynicism was earned by many very terrible award ceremonies that had themselves a lot of shady organization around them, indicating either there were backroom dealings or there were other deserving members that were left out of those awards. Now, in that latter case, there's always going to be somebody who should be on that awards list. Anytime you've ever drawn up a favorites list and decided to arbitrarily put a number to it, five favorites, you're always going to worry about that sixth favorite didn't make it on the list. But I think in this case, for one thing, Music NB has a lot more integrity than that. We've seen them do a lot of great work across the province. And I think that's the kind of organization, especially, that if it gives an award out, I think there's a lot more respect earned in that award. And I would think that anybody who receives one of these awards, especially looking at the people in the category they're nominated in, should be respectful of that award and should treat it as an honor and an opportunity to help share that with everybody who is nominated and everybody who is on that sixth part or seventh part of the list.
So if we win it, we will display it proudly here at CHSR, but we'll keep everyone updated.
I kind of want to, even if we didn't win, go up and give a thank you acceptance speech for the people who won anyway.
So we're going to pull a Kanye.
Well, no, I don't want to usurp their power more than I want to join my voice with theirs in cheering.
Because we are nominated with some pretty rad organizations here in the province, like Grid City Magazine, The East Magazine, like some real champs. So
yeah, I mean, we're all champions on that list, absolutely.
We should all just
storm the award and just take it all for all of us and have one big party and just declare ourselves the champions and then scream and sing our own version of We Are the Champions as we walk off the stage or are thrown off the stage.
Or not.
Probably safer.
All right. Thank you, Mark, for coming in for another rendition of the Mark Kilfoyle Show.
Oh, God. I hope this hasn't become a regular thing.
It is now, buddy.
Oh, dear.
So thanks again to Mark for that little chat. But let's get back into the top 20 here. And coming in at number 6 this week is the Rio Statics with their new album, Here Come the Wolves, from Six Shooter Records. I think last week we played the title track, so this week we're going to go with Vancouver. And then from Ray Spoon, who last week was at number 1, falls to number 5 with their album Mental Health from Coax Records. And you know what that means? There's a new number 1 this week. And by new, I mean an album returning to number 1 this week. I found the number 1 position doesn't change out very often, but that's fine. There's some new music coming in, so I'm excited to see over the next few weeks what the top 20 is going to look like. But from Ray Spoon, we're going to hear Blaring. Again, that is off of Mental Health, but right now, this is the Rio Statics with Vancouver.
Number 6.
It's a thing against the mountains. As the sun, it seems to fall. From such a perspective, we see so clearly. And we see the earth rotating. Such a perspective we saw so clearly, and we saw the earth rotating. Thank you.
number
5.
Coming in at number 4 this week is Necking, who last week we saw at number 5 with their album Cut Your Teeth from Mint Records. We're going to hear the track Boss.
Number 4.
Complacency. The manager drained my livelihood.
So on the line, I have Callum Slingerland from Exclaim magazine about to give us some news headlines. How are you, Callum?
I'm doing well, Aaron. How about yourself?
Good. It's been an exciting week for music, especially Monday night because the 2019 Polaris Prize was handed out.
Earlier this week, Havaya Mighty won the 2019 Polaris Music Prize with her album 13th Floor. The MC from Brampton, Ontario, beat out an extensive long list of 40 albums and a pared-down 10-album shortlist to claim the prize. Each year, the winner is selected by a grand jury of journalists and culture workers who make the selection solely on artistic merit without consideration of genre or record sales. You can hear 13th Floor for yourself and read our recent interview with Havaya at Exclaim.ca. Other shortlist nominees this year included Pup, Shad, Snotty Nose Rez Kids, Dominique Fissene, and more.
Are you pretty happy with the results here?
I sure am. It's huge for her and for Toronto rap as a whole and Canadian rap as a whole. I did not expect it to win, personally. I didn't really have a horse in the race that I felt very strongly about because it was such a stacked field overall, I felt, for the 10-album shortlist, but very pleased with the outcome.
Yeah, this is the first time in many years that I was comfortable with like any album in the shortlist winning, I'd be okay with. All right, so moving on, the newest Canadian supergroup, A, we know their name, Anyway Gang, but they've also announced details on their upcoming album.
They have. To jog your memory, this new band features Sam Roberts, Colorado's Menno Versteeg, Tokyo Police Club's Dave Monks, and Sloan's Chris Murphy, and they'll release a self-titled album through Royal Mountain Records on November 29th. You can find a first single at Exclaim.ca titled Big Night, which will also open the record, and they've also released a neat video for that, which you'll find as well, which reimagines all band members as 8-bit video game characters.
And speaking of new albums, Tanny Tagak is, she also dropped some details on her upcoming album.
Readying a follow-up to her 2016 album Retribution, Tanya Tagak has revealed that Saul Williams will be behind the boards for the new effort. Tagak made the announcement on Twitter Thursday, noting that it was also the day that recording sessions for the effort began. She, of course, released her Toothsayer EP earlier this year. Will be very interesting to see what sort of sounds these two get to cooking up together.
And it turns out Tom DeLonge isn't crazy. And we're going to get a second season of Identified inside America's UFO investigation.
Lots of people, myself included, clown Tom DeLonge early and often for quitting Blink-182 to go off and hunt aliens. But as it happens, he might have been onto something all this time. The United States Navy has confirmed that 3 declassified videos DeLonge shared with the public through his To the Stars Space Exploration Company were in fact videos of what they call unidentified aerial phenomena. Navy spokesperson Joe Gratisher told CNN that these 3 clips were only a fraction of the frequent incursions they spot on airfield radar, adding that aviators haven't been reporting them as often because of, quote, the stigma attached to previous terminology and theories about what may or may not be in those videos. As you mentioned, this news coincides with the renewal of DeLonge's docuseries Unidentified for a second season on the History Channel, so we'll see how much farther into the cosmos he can take all of this.
Bless the History Channel. All right, so Jim Cuddy also has a new record, and he's heading out on tour to support it.
New solo album out earlier this year, which is titled Countrywide Soul, and fittingly enough, he's taking it on a countrywide tour. This October and November will keep Cuddy within Ontario and Quebec, while the new year will bring him out to Western and Eastern Canada before coming home to a pair of dates in Toronto. You can find that complete itinerary at Exclaim.ca.
Because January is the best time to tour coast to coast.
Jim Cuddy's music will make you feel warm inside, I guarantee that much.
And finally, a follow-up to Tool's Fear Inoculum could be a little sooner than you think.
They finally released that one after 13 years, but fans and listeners might not have to wait as long for a follow-up if drummer Danny Carey has his way. Speaking with Metal Hammer, Carey said his hope is to get back in the studio and knock out a follow-up after a 2 to 3 year tour cycle for Fear Inoculum. He told the magazine that the band has, quote, tons of material, and that Fear Inoculum's release also marked the end of a 5-album recording contract. He continued, quote, the carrot on the stick has gotten larger because now we'll be free agents. We don't have to deal with a record company, or if we do, we deal with it on our own terms because we can do whatever we want now. Interesting times ahead for a camp that has had a very well-received return.
And finally, you know I have to ask what you're listening to.
I've been really enjoying Sandy Alex G's House of Sugar as fall starts to creep its way in around here. And to counter that, I've also been playing a lot of JPEG Mafia's All My Heroes Are Cornballs, experimental rap, equal parts colorful and stressful as all get out. And earlier this week, I saw Massive Attack in concert for the first time. They are touring their 1999 album Mezzanine to mark its 20th anniversary. And though I came to know it well after that year, that album changed so much about what I knew and felt about music and genre and composition. So that's another one off the old concert bucket list for myself.
That's amazing. I had no idea that they were touring.
It was the date I went to. They did two shows in Toronto, but one was supposed to happen earlier in the spring. They had to postpone it due to some illness amongst their touring crew, but phenomenal show.
Well, slightly jealous on that one. All right, Callum, thank you once again for checking in with us here at the Earshot 20, and we'll talk to you next week.
Always a pleasure, Aaron. We'll talk to you then.
So your bonus track this week is going to come from Jerry Fay, who just released her brand new EP, self-titled Jerry Fay. She's from right here in Fredericton, and we're going to hear the song, I Should Have Guessed. So we are pretty close to the end of the top 10 here on the Earshot 20. And again, I'll remind you, you can find all of these albums listed at earshot-online.com. I'm going to stick in your number 3 and your number 2 albums. And this week at number 3 is Bridal Party, who is making the move up from number 7 last week with their new album Too Much from Kingfisher Blues Records. We're going to hear the track Tylenol. And then at number 2 this week is Mano, who last week was at number 3 with their album Really Well. This is from Tin Angel Records, and we'll hear the track Half It, and then we'll come back with your number 1 album.
Number 3. to go through this again. You feel good in a bathing suit. You say I'm so blue. I always forget to eat lunch.
Breakups shrink you all though.
This week comes from Aralia and the album What We Say in Private from Next Door and Saddle Creek Records. I'll leave you with the track What Makes Me Sad, and then that is it for me for another week. So thanks for tuning in to the Earshot 20. I've been your host, Bondo, and I'll see you next week.
Number one.
Is what we take.